Sometimes we can be fighting so many battles in our lives, it feels like we're living in a war zone. Hey, that's because we are. We've stepped into a spiritual battlefield. How's it going to turn out? Who's going to win? Us or the enemy? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Thank you so much for joining me again. Today, we're going to be chatting about the battles that you're facing in your life from a different perspective. And stick with me because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about a free daily resource that I'd love to send you to help you live in the victory that Jesus died and rose again to give you. Just recently, my wife Jackie and I discovered that a friend of ours had been diagnosed with lung cancer. She had breast cancer and now the cancer had spread to her lungs. And you know, she's such a wonderful woman, godly all her life. She served others and here in her late 50s, this doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem through our eyes, right, God, why her? Why do you allow this to happen to her? And I tried to imagine what it would be like to be in her shoes, chemotherapy, and uncertainty about life itself, how long she would live. I tried to imagine, but I couldn't. I tried to imagine what it would be like to know that your life would be cut short, to know that the end of this life here on earth was going to come sooner, much sooner than I'd hoped or expected. See, we all have hopes and dreams and plans. I'm always looking forward to things and planning new things. I'm thinking about the radio programs I'm going to be writing and recording next year. And all of a sudden, I discover that for me, there's not going to be a next year, at least not here. What would that be like? How would I cope? How would I react? Let me ask you that question. How would you react? How would you cope? If you've seen that movie Forrest Gump, you'll know that great line from the movie where Forrest says, "My mama says life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get." And it's true. Sometimes our lives feel like a war zone, like everything's going wrong. It's tough when someone you love is really sick, or when we lose loved ones, or when we're sick. It's tough when there's not enough money to put food on the table. It's tough when people lose their homes and their livelihoods. It's tough when we set out to do the right thing, to live our lives for God, to honour Him, and yet people misunderstand us. People turn against us. People, well, you get the drift. And you know something? Even sometimes when it feels as though life's going along pretty, well, okay, there's still a war raging. We get lulled into this false sense of security and we start to drift along in comfort. But get this, this is the reality. Life is a war zone. 24/7, we are living on a battlefield because our enemy, the devil, is roaming around like a lion looking for someone to devour. Now, I'm blessed. I live in a safe country, a safe part of the world. By any standard, the city where I live is affluent. Yeah, there are some bad things that happen. But by and large, it's safe, it's free, there's enough to go around. And so in my neck of the woods, at least, it's easy to be lulled into this false sense of security, this idea that, oh, it's all okay. But tomorrow I could be diagnosed with cancer. Tomorrow I could find myself in some sort of trouble. Listen to me, that's life. And I know, doing what I do, that every day of the week, 24/7, that my enemy, the devil, is roaming around looking for someone to devour. Me. The Apostle Paul wanted you and me to understand that we live on a battlefield, in a war zone. Have a listen. It comes from the book of Ephesians in the New Testament, chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. He says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord, in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." For our struggle isn't against enemies of flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, he writes, take up the whole armor of God so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day and having done everything to stand firm. And then just to make the point, Paul writes about the armor of God, using the picture, the metaphor of the armor worn by Roman soldiers of the day. Continues on in Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 14. He says, "Stand therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Paul's saying here to his friends in Ephesus, and God's saying here to you and me through this letter in the New Testament, that we need to live our lives on a war footing. We're in a battle. And you know something? It's not just the circumstances of life on their own, as if some days they aren't bad enough. But the devil is a reality. There's a war going on in the spiritual dimension, which is as real, as powerful, as anything that we can see or touch or smell or taste or feel here in the physical dimension. Listen again to what Paul writes, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Our struggle is not against enemies of flesh and blood. In other words, it's not about what we can see. He says it's against the rulers, the authorities, the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. But the point of this battle that we live in is that we are meant to win. We are meant to have victory. In fact, we already have victory if we put our faith in Jesus Christ. And now God wants us to live in that victory. Can I tell you something? We all have days where we feel like we're defeated. I do. You do. And so often they sneak in under our guard after some great victory. You know, something goes really well and you think, God, you are so good. Thank you for that. And the very next day you feel so low and wonder, what's it all about? Why am I even living life? The tragedy is many people live their lives like that. Some people live like zombies, living dead. Physically they're alive, but spiritually, emotionally, they're dead inside. There's a reason for that. Because we live on a spiritual battlefield that is so real, so powerful, that through Paul, God's telling us that actually that's what it's all about. That's actually where the action is. And we ignore that at our peril. But even when we feel defeated, even when victory is the furthest thing from our minds, God wants us to know that victory is ours, that we don't have to live our lives in defeat and misery and self-pity. God's perspective is so different from our own. Let me share with you what the Apostle John had to say on this whole victory thing, because I think it's something God wants to write on our hearts today. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments. And his commandments aren't burdensome, for whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? In other words, it doesn't matter what the world wants to throw at you and me. If all we have is just a humble love for God in our hearts, if that's all we have, then it may not seem much in the face of cancer or loss or grief or temptation or whatever else the world throws at us. But it turns out in God's eyes, it's everything. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? In God's eyes, it's absolutely everything. Before we go, let me ask you this. Would you like to draw closer to God, into a rich, intimate, dynamic relationship with Jesus? Do you want to live in the victory that Jesus died and rose again to give you? Well, that's what our free daily e-devotional, Fresh, is all about. Words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. A short daily devotional to take you closer to God by getting you deeper in his word, God's word, fresh for you each day. It's completely free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, christianityworks.com, and you'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address, in case you missed it, is christianityworks.com. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow.
with a different perspective.